This is the NY1US All Star Node.
Kilo Echo 2 Hotel Juliet Yankee. This is K2LKK in the blue, located here in Rochester. Here, sounds like you're breaking up a little bit there. I could tell you were talking to me, but I was just getting a syllable here and there.
I'm sure that's my problem. I'm also in Rochester. I also kind of feeling that I'm using Echolink. I'm just trying to learn the program. I'm using it on a repeater that I can actually see the antenna from my backyard. But I had to connect to something that I was familiar with, so I'm just trying to learn this Echolink program.
Okay, that one was actually pretty solid copy, though. Whatever you did there is working now.
Well, thank you very much. If you don't mind, I'm going to disconnect from this and switch to my HT, and if you could let me know how much better the audio is, or worse, if you're going to be around for a second.
Sure, I've got time. This is K2LKK.
K2LKK, K2HKY.
Hey, this is K2LKK. Yeah, much different audio. The Echolink has a decided echo to it. So I guess it's appropriately named. Both are intelligible, but the tonal quality, the HD is quite different from what you hear through the Echolink.
Yeah, thank you very much. As I said, I only installed Echolink 2 days ago, and I'm relatively new to ham, so I appreciate the conversation. Thank you.
My name here is Lou, and tell you the truth, I've never used Echolink. I do have an All-Star node that I use here, but I don't have Echolink. I've been around for quite a few years. I got my ticket at the end of 1978, so when I was a freshman in college, so I've been at this for a while. I might have flung the name there. I don't think we've ever talked before. K2LKK, go ahead.
Well, name Charlie. I've been in this repeater a bit and a couple of the net. I'm not sure if I ever spoke to you directly, but I might have heard you in there. I've been in communications like my entire adult life. I'm not an amateur with all. I started with U.S. Navy as a radio unit. I didn't get my FCC license until December, last summer. So, I am a newbie. Charlie's on west side of Rochester.
Charlie, glad to make your acquaintance. This repeater is primarily where I listen because it's actually the strongest repeater here. I'm on the north side of the city. Before they tore up Seneca Avenue, I could have walked into a rendezvous in about 15 minutes, but they kind of made that walk impossible now because they have just demolished Seneca Avenue, at least between Norton and Ridge Road, though. Military wasn't an option for me. I am blind, and I don't think the Navy would have been interested in me anyway, because I also can't swim to save my life. This is K2LKK.
I get that. Well, the swimming portion wasn't really all that much. All you had to do was a couple of laps and show they could float, and they were happy with that. Obviously, that doesn't involve field teams or anything like that. That would be completely different. But regular swimming, was a piece of cake. But the slight issue, that would be an issue, although you could probably be a radium and now, because it's all electronic, they don't even, they even changed the name. They don't even have the radium rate anymore. They're called, IT, and I don't remember exactly what it means. Something like intelligence technician or something like that. So when all electronic, I don't even think they use HF anymore, which we did an awful lot of communication on HF, which I would like to get back into K2HF.
Oh, you'll get a kick out of this. Back when I had just come out of college, I saw an ad in the Buffalo News, living in Buffalo at the time. I saw an ad in the Buffalo News for a radio operator. He needed proficient Morse code, and I was like, oh, great, I know Morse code. I'll apply for this. So I called the phone number listed in the ad. It was a radio operator for the Army. They weren't interested.
One of those deceiving advertisement type things? Yeah, I can understand that.
Got my blood pumping for a minute there. I was like, oh, wow, this sounds like a job I can do.
Yeah, I'm actually thinking I might not mind getting back into Morse code EW. I wasn't officially trained in that. It wasn't one of my, what do they call it, NOS. But I did a couple of training that when we were were down in training in Guantanamo. And at the time, we didn't do much CW. I was in from 76 to 82, and it was mostly teletype, HF teletype communications, and then we got satellite. It was still all teletype, but it was through satellite. Now I think they use email. It has changed quite a bit in 82.
This is the NY1US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY.
Well, of course, in those days, you had to demonstrate more so the proficiency to get an amateur radio license. And back in the day, I was trying for that general class license. I started with a novice license. Actually, never made a contact under the novice license. I upgraded to technician before I ever got a piece of equipment on the air. And I started setting my sights on getting from 5 words per minute up to 13. Didn't come easily for me. I tried 5 times before I passed the 13 word per minute, but they actually skipped the general class. And in those days, they had the advanced class license, and I skipped general entirely and went to advanced. It was one of those things where at the time you had to go into the FCC field office in Buffalo, take your exam, and when I was filling out the 610 form, I was like, well, as long as I got to go in for the code test, I might as well get a look at what the advanced test looked like. So I basically filled out the 610 form that I wanted to upgrade from technician to advanced and surprised myself and got the advanced class on the first try when I passed 13 words per minute. I was always good at written exams. I probably could have passed that any day.
Very good, very good. So I did get the general. I have been studying for the extra. Eventually I will do that, but I'm going to hold off until I actually have some HF equipment that I can use. But that's the plan. I will keep studying for that and take that. But I'm happy with the general for now. And the only thing I have, other than the Echo Link, is a Yaesu, an FE-55-H8, and I'm very happy with that. KE2HAY.
I've never held one in my hand, but I hear they're a nice radio, and yours certainly sounds good on the air. Well, there's a needed story behind my upgrade from Advanced Extra. I had partial vision in my early days, enough to be able to reprint with strong lighting, and over the course of a few years, I lost that, and now I have a slight sense of light perception, but that's it. When I went to upgrade to Extra, I, of course, got the, I can't even remember what all the book that they used to study from, but I signed up for one of the rah-rah classes, and I tried using an OCR scanner to basically read the book. Boy, what a disaster that was. As soon as I started reading the formulas, the scanning package that I was using didn't know what to do with that, and I very quickly figured out that wasn't going to work. So I mentioned that when I went into class, and the other three guys that were in the class with me decided that they were going to get me through by taking turns reading the whole thing to me. So they did. They took turns reading that whole book to me. Even had a few on-air sessions where they took turns reading. You know what the upshot was? In order to explain and read all that to me, it forced them to learn the things so well that all four of us passed the extra when we got into the exam.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah, there are a lot of good people out there. A lot of not so good people. But no, it's good to hear that they were able to do that. And then I'll
worry about that. Yeah, I not only cast that. I cast it well enough that I knew I cast it before even finished grading it. And, you know, I remember turning to the guy who was reading the exam to me. And he was like, boy, if I missed anything, I didn't miss much. There's a feeling, you know, when you know you have it, and I did well enough on the exam that I knew I passed it before you even graded it.
Yep, I know what you mean. I felt good both exams that I took. I don't have that feeling yet for the extra. But once I do, then, there's really no hurry, then I will take that for it. It's just something I wanted to get back into. Like I said, I've been communicating my entire adult life. That's what I did. The Navy, 911 dispatcher, and then I was superintendent of special services for the city and had a radio strapped in my hip. And now that I'm retired, I just wanted to get back into community. It sounds weird, I know, but just what I felt like doing.
K2AQS. Hey, Charlie, if you don't get it by the time they offer the extra class course with RARA again, I definitely recommend it. It definitely is helpful to do it in a group effort. You'd be surprised how much of a difference that makes.
Yeah, I will keep that in mind. I am a member of RARA, so yeah, I will keep that in mind and keep an eye out for courses.
Because I'm not. I never joined. I've been on the air all these years, and I've lived in Rochester since the fall of 98, but ironically, I've never joined RARA.
Well, no, I understand that, and I mean, you can still use their website. There's almost everything you can do on their website, you can be a member. But it's just something I felt like doing. I did it when I took my general exam. They had a representative there. So, yeah, I'll do it.
I don't have anything against the club, and there isn't any particular reason why I never joined other than I suppose I don't drive, and I just get back and forth to meetings and things like that. But there's no particular reason why I never joined. I just never have.
No, I get it. I understand. Just because I got into it, I mean, I joined the ARRL. And like I said, they had a rep at the exam. I mean, there was no pressure or anything to join, but I figured, why not? And the only thing I noticed is that I would say, I don't know, the entrance of the handbag,
$10
anyway, and if you're a member, it would have been free. But I mean, that's no biggie, and I understand completely, Katie.
Kind of crossing my fingers and hoping I'm able to go to the AM bus. I've got to see if I can work out transportation, but I'm hoping to get there. I did go last year. Unfortunately, the person I went with last year is falling into some health problems, so I won't be able to ride with him this year. But I, in the past, have gone to that one, and usually if I can work out transportation, I've gone to the Rock City Handbus, which is in the end of August, and I think I probably have the transportation all set for that one, because my mom is planning on coming up in New York, and she has said that if I want to go, she will take me out there. My sister's also a ham, and last year, both of us out there. My sister's also, she's visually impaired. I wouldn't really classify her as blind because she still has some usable vision. This is K2LKK.
And she said, I'm sure you told me, she said she's coming up New York. Where were you originally from before you moved to Rochester?
Originally, I just lived out in Genesee County. We did things backwards in our family. The kids stayed in New York and the parents moved away.
I get that happens to a lot of families. No, my entire family all dates. I was born and bred in the city, and then the parents moved to Gate. And I actually bought the house I grew up in from my father. He built the house, I think, in 1954, maybe? So it was like coming home for me. I'm in the house that I grew up in. And just a little side note, I look up your license, and I thought the name of your street sounded familiar, and I just looked at it on the map. When I was an assistant operations superintendent for the refuse department, that was my division. That was one of my areas, all of Dunn Street, Bremen, and Townsend, and all of those. I spent a lot of time on your street.
Yep, I'm right between Townsend and Bremen, so I'm sure you know right about where I'm at. I bought this house back in 2000, so it actually is the place I've lived in the longest in my life. The second longest place would have been the house I lived in when I was back in school. I lived in Bethany at the time, which is a little spot in the road 6 miles southeast of Avia, and I lived there for 22 years, but I've been in this house 26 now, and after the first 22 years, it was paid off, so I'm gonna probably stay here as long as I'm able to live on my own.
No, I get that. Well, like I said, I don't even know how many years I've lived here, but I started living here in 1958, and now I'm here. just a short stint. When I got married, obviously moved out, lived there for a couple of years, and then when my parents moved, my wife and I moved in here, we rented for a while, and then I finally bought it from them. That has to be, I don't know, 20 years ago. Of course, then 2-3 years ago, I lost my wife, but I'm still here.
I'm sorry. Well, you're a little older than I am. I was born in 1950, so I actually was born in Wyoming County, moved over into Genesee County when I was 8, and lived in Genesee County in my late 30s, and then I moved into the city. I've actually worked in the city since let's see, first job in the city was in 1988, so I commuted for a few years and finally moved into the city. This is K2LKK.
Okay, I get that. I like the city. Like I said, I live in the city my entire life. I've been very short area when I live in Huntington Falls, and I worked for the city for 30 years. So I have nothing bad to actually say about the city. It's been good to me. It's been my retirement.
K2LKK. Yeah, very good. Well, you probably get a kick out of this. The reason why I bought this place was they had a larger than usual backyard, and I was like, wow, a place inside the city where it can actually bring HF antennas. That was the whole reason why I bought this house. This is K2LKK.
No, I get that. I'm actually on a double lot. So I've got a completely empty city lot next to me, which is fine. It's all part of the same property. So I'm sure I'll be able to put up an antenna or two. I'm thinking I'm probably going to need three. I don't want to be poking holes in my house, but I do have a garage behind me, so I may just mount them on the garage, and I'll be able to put up a wire. I think that'll work. I'm KE2HF.
K2LKK. Well, I've got about 100 feet of backyard behind the house, which isn't quite enough for full-size antennas, but I've got a shortened multi-band antenna that theoretically can be used for 160 and up, although the 160 meters, it loads, but it doesn't radiate terribly well. But 80 and up, it worked quite nicely. I've got that, and then I also have a 80 through 10 meter vertical in the back, and that's pretty much the antenna farm here. I do have a VHF, UHF vertical antenna on the house, and a couple of teams up there. Oops, there goes my phone, K2LKK. It's just Wegmans letting me know a prescription was up. This is K2LKK.
That's cool. No, I actually, Wegmans, they just heck me all lit up. And it works out, and then they send me reminders if I don't pick it up right away. They're pretty good about that. K2LKK.
Well, unfortunately, the phone that I have, I'm not able to read text on, so they actually have called me.
Yeah, no, I understand. That's cool. I just want to add, my daughter and grandson, they live with me now, and when I told you I lost my wife, my daughter walked in a room and says, well, we're still looking for her, don't know where she is, and it actually made me laugh.
She has a good sense of humor.
That she does, that she does. Hey, I appreciate the conversation. I put you in my log, so now I got you, and I'm sure we'll talk again. Now I'm going to run for a bit. 73 to you, and again, thank you.
Yeah, see somebody walking around the handcuff with a half of a K2LKK on it. Feel free to walk over and shake my hand. I'll be glad to make your acquaintance in person. This is K2LKK.
I'll be looking for you. K2HK.
This is the NY1US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY. This is the NY1US All-Star Node.